This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
4 o'clock hour, getting you to your weekend. Jeff in for Mike. Rico right there talking about Michigan basketball. Michigan fans, you fired up about tonight. I guess it's Michigan State, too.
That is true, Jeff. But you know what? How about we do this? Let's touch the table. Let's talk a little football. David, hit it.
Yes, let's talk football here. And I gave you the AFC bold predictions, bold moves, rather. So let's get to some NFC bold moves here, and I'm going to tie this first NFC one with one of the AFC bold moves. So the Giants' bold move is don't trade for quarterback Matthew Stafford, and that ties in with the Steelers' bold move of trading for Matthew Stafford.
Wait, say that again.
So the Giants' bold move is to do not trade for Matthew Stafford, but the bold move for the Pittsburgh Steelers is to trade for Matthew Stafford. A lot of Matthew Stafford this offseason.
You know what it is, and I guess because the Steelers are technically a playoff team, yes, it would be more beneficial for Stafford to go there, and maybe you could be the piece to get them out of the first weekend rather than the Giants are a total rebuild. Like, they got Malik Nabers and Kayvon Thibodeau and not much after that. So, yes, it's actually smart if you're the Giants. Just hit the reset button, draft a rookie, and take it from there. Save yourself some money because you're going to have to pay Stafford and you're going to have to give up something in order to get Stafford.
And that's exactly, before you get to it, Jeff, that's exactly what it says here. Are the Giants a veteran quarterback away from winning? It says no. So Stafford's best bet is to not get traded there.
Well, not to mention the Rams, if you read pieces from their media, they're looking for a first-round pick for Matthew Stafford. So if you're the Giants, why are you going to give up a first-round pick? To your point, you're not ready to win. If you're the Steelers, you might, because you think you're the quarterback away. But I heard you guys talking yesterday, and I talked about it a little on my show, too. Stafford to the Vikings makes so much sense. It really does. Like, that would be such a good football team. He truly could be the missing piece for Minnesota. The only reason it makes sense for Stafford to go to New York is that Kelly can do her podcast from New York City and gain a bigger following. That's
New York City would eat her alive.
Oh, she'd
be better off going to the Panini Brothers and getting a sandwich.
Oh, God. Could you imagine the New York City media with Kelly Stafford?
That's why Pittsburgh's perfect for them. Pittsburgh is beautiful. Come on over.
Could they do Sleep Number commercials in the Steel City?
They sure could.
Oh, good.
They sure could. So the next bold move is from the Washington Commanders, the team that beat the Lions. And it is trade for Cooper Kupp. They are looking for a number two wide receiver. Is trading for Cooper Kupp bold?
It is bold, especially because I don't think Cooper Kupp is going to cost you anything. Cooper Kupp may cost you seriously. And I'm not trying. He's getting up there in age. He may be a sixth or seventh round pick. That's it. So if I'm the Commanders, yeah, to go with Scary Terry, Cooper Kupp, you're building some pieces around him, and then you can still go out and draft another wide receiver. That's actually a very smart move if I'm the Commanders.
Yeah, a lot of these I feel are not bold. They're just common sense. Like, yes, of course you could trade for him. I'll tell you this, though. I think Cooper's washed up. I really do. Cooper's all upset. He didn't get enough touches from his boy Matthew in L.A. I would not trade for Cooper Kupp. I hear people saying the Lions should trade. I think he is.
No, Rieger.
I think he's not the same dude that he was 2 years ago.
He's not a number one, but if you get him and use him right, he could be like a DeAndre Hopkins. He could be like an Amari Cooper, where he can give you big catches on third down. He's not the person he used to be, but you don't need that. You just need somebody to help extend the play and get the first down.
Wildly ineffective last year. And I know we had Puka Nacua, who was the other receiver. I wouldn't touch him. I think he's washed up. That's me.
Well, you don't think that's bold. This may be. For the Chicago Bears, build a pass rush.
Oh.
Instead of an offensive line?
Yes, that is bold, because where the defense does win you games and keeps you close, you have an investment in Caleb Williams, and you need to be able to keep him upright. You can't have him injured, and you allow him time for plays to develop. I would invest in an offensive line. I would go out there, and I would go get a tackle. I may get bookend tackles, my first and second pick. I would try to get some of the best tackles to protect this young man, and then go into in free agency and pick up some guards, but I can't focus on the defensive line, especially you got Ben Johnson there, offensive genius. You got to go offense.
See, that is bold. Nicely done. That's definitely bold, because they got to get Montez Sweat going. They need somebody other than Austin Booker for that other defensive end. I think absolutely very bold for the Bears to focus on the D-line and try to kill some quarterbacks.
Next on the list, in the Lions division, Minnesota Vikings. Now, this may be bold. Sign quarterback Sam Darnold long-term and trade J.J. McCarthy. Well,
that's not bold. That's stupid.
Actually, that is bold, because that's actually smart. If you had to choose between the two, you go with the devil that you know. I know with Sam Darnold, this team can win double-digit games, 14 wins. I don't know what J.J. is going to bring. I know I'm in a win-it-right-now window. If you bring in J.J., it's growing pains. Like, I don't know if he's going to be more Jaden Daniels, or is he going to be more quarterback that takes a little bit longer to progress to get to that level. But you got all the toys right here. Right now, Darnold, and not long to, it depends. I would franchise Darnold, not go long term.
See, that's different from what they're saying. They're
right.
Saying long term.
So that is bold. Because that means you're hitching your wagon to Sam Darnold.
You guys are crazy. That is bold. That is bold. And it's stupid, though. It's so stupid. You are currently in a win-now mentality. They've never won a Super Bowl. They got a team that's really capable of doing great things, and you're going to go back to war with Sam Darnold as your what was your co-host call him? The filthy ginger?
Soulless ginger.
Soulless, filthy ginger. You're going to go back to that dude who proved in the last two games, the biggest games of his career, that he stinks?
Rieger.
No way.
You won 14 games with him.
Okay, but it's not just Darnold or JJ. Go out and get a different quarterback. Go out and trade for a Matthew Stafford. I don't know how you sell that to your fan base. The people in the Twin Cities would riot.
They're too nice. They wouldn't riot.
No, okay, maybe you're right. They're like Canadians.
I don't think you're going to riot, because yes, he lost the last two games. That doesn't throw away everything that he did, because if that's the case, are you throwing out the last game of what happened here?
Rico.
He's just not a redhead, but didn't finish the season the way you thought.
I'm not saying Goff is perfect, but if it's Goff or Darnold, you take Goff in a heartbeat. My point is, you can't trust Sam Darnold. There's no way I'm bringing him back. There's no way. And to your point about franchising him, maybe. But still, this is a big year for them. It's a win now mode.
It's a win now, and I don't know what JJ is going to be. That's the only thing is.
That's why I get a different quarterback.
We have no idea. No, but that wasn't the option.
It wasn't.
It was either
this or that. I'm not allowed to go outside, color outside the lines.
Long-term deal for Sam Darnold
or
and
JJ.
Trade JJ.
No. Absurd.
Okay.
All right, then, which leads me to this one for the Arizona Cardinals. Raid the San Francisco defense. Here's what they mean by that. Defensive tackle Hargrave, free agent. Greenlaw, free agent. Traverius Ward, free agent. They're saying go out and get all of them and bring them to Arizona.
I mean, that's bold. It's in the division. It would help you out. But then again, are you really upgrading or are you getting somebody's leftovers? I mean, because if they're that good, you don't let them walk away. I mean, weather's nicer in Phoenix.
Greenlaw's coming off that injury. While he did return, he's not the same probably, right?
Don't say that, David, because when you get injured, you come back the same way you left. You know that.
Whatever do you mean?
There's no fall off. There's no drop off.
Is there somebody specific you're referring to?
No.
I think you're lying to me. I think it'd be pretty funny if Arizona just goes to San Francisco and John Lynch and say like, hey, listen, how much for all three of them? Okay, we'll take a package deal. That would be very bold. Didn't work in San Francisco, but it could work in Arizona. Now, to be fair, obviously San Francisco was very injured. But I don't hate the fact to bolster their defense. Just all three seems a little ridiculous.
And then let's close it out with this one. I lied. One more AFC one.
It is Lions.
Okay, I'll give you that one. The Lions, bold move. Trade for Myles Garrett.
Is that bold? That's not bold. That's what they should do.
It's what they should do, but it's bold because it's not what I think they're going to do.
Right. And to trade,
for Myles Garrett means you are giving up a lot. This isn't going to be one of those. We'll give you, the corpse of Corleone Young for LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. This is, you're going to come off with some first round selections. It's going to hurt Detroit, but it's going to pay off in the end.
It is
bold.
Wasn't Corleone Young the one that had narcolepsy?
No, that was
Walter Sharp.
Yeah, Corleone Young was the guy they took straight from high school.
Right, yes.
And he probably should have stayed.
All right.
For his 13th year.
Yeah, I don't think it's bold. I think it's common sense. Do whatever it takes. Now, people might think it's bold because they don't believe that Brad's going to do it, right? But I tend to believe if you have a legitimate chance at Myles Garrett, that Brad understands how transcendent that dude can be.
But are you going to make the move?
I would. And I think Brad would.
You
too.
Would. I don't think he would.
Okay. I think he would.
Maybe that's why it's bold.
I enjoyed this.
That is your NFC bold
Sam
predictions.
Come on.
97-1.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who said it? Coming your way next segment. I love that game. But Rico, let's finish up the Michigan basketball chatter. They get Michigan State tonight at the Chrysler. Asking Michigan fans, how geeked are you? Asking Michigan State fans, are you worried at all? People think this is asinine, but think about it. Are you worried at all that the gap could be closing? There could be a changing of the guard? If Dusty wins the Big Ten and has success in the Big Dance, while Izzo once again doesn't, you do wonder if maybe we're seeing, from Izzo to Dusty, and a power exchange. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Rico, you want to go to the calls?
Let's go to the calls.
Kevin and Troy, you're on the ticket. What's up, Kev? How are you, bud? Oh, no.
Okay.
That was unfortunate.
That was very unfortunate.
Let's go to Tay in Detroit. You're on the ticket. Hey, Tay, how are you? What do you think this is? Kenny Loggins?
Are you kidding me? Okay.
You want to listen a little longer?
No, I do not.
Oh, you're done? Okay.
I do not. Let's go to some ticket.
Here are the factors for this game tonight, in my opinion. MSU can win this game if they can out-rebound the Michigan bigs. MSU has to turn them over. That is one thing that Michigan does, is turn the ball over.
They have gotten better at that, but you're right. You know, it's weird because Michigan blew out everybody and then blew that lead within the same game. Like, they go up 16 or 17, then they blow the lead, and then they would hang on to win. That's pretty much how they've won every game. Recently, though, they're not blowing anybody out, but they're turning over the ball less.
Sure, Dusty needs to show continued success, but he has a great resume so far. He has shown he knows how to coach and assemble a team. Someone else says, big Michigan fan here, and I unfortunately think MSU is going to win tonight. I think this is a bad matchup for Michigan as they turn the ball over, and MSU loves to create turnovers and run the fast break. Michigan wins if they shoot close to 50% from the field, which I don't think happens.
That is the whole styles make the fight, and that is true. If Michigan goes in there, and they've been very liberal with the turnovers, and they turn the ball over 14, 15 times, MSU doesn't have to shoot a ton of threes, because if they get the easy transition baskets, that's as good as a three or even better than a three, because it ends up being lob city, ends up being Cohen Carr with a dunk. Yes. On the flip side, if Michigan can turn this into a half-court game and force MSU to hit outside shots, the Wolverines got this thing.
This is a ticket text based off the bold predictions that we talked about. Someone says, I love how all of a sudden the Vikings are win now. Because they got super lucky and somehow won 14 games against a cakewalk of a schedule. They're still not the best team of the division. They're not ready to win a Super Bowl this year. And if they think they are nuts.
Okay.
Is this a serious ticket text?
It is.
Because they finished one game behind the Lions.
And they won the same amount of playoff games.
And their postseason was the same. So if... And they play relatively the same teams. Is that can't be real? Or you know what? Guys, it's okay to sometimes just give your opponent some credit and not call them lucky. Because if you're calling the Vikings lucky, take a look in the mirror.
Very similar schedule.
Well, the Lions did not beat a single elite quarterback. They lost to the one they played in Josh Allen. The Minnesota Vikings had a little tougher of a schedule, but, dude, they made the playoffs. They won 14 games. They seem like they're a quarterback away from having tremendous amounts of success. How is it not win now? Like, what should they do? Take a step back? How do you sell that to the fan base? You know what? We're going to rebuild? Like, how is it not win now for a 14-win football team?
Rieger, it is win now. It is, and, yeah, one team won 14, the other won 15. And then both got booted out the playoffs in the first round.
Well, not to steal David's gig, but I'm sorry, David. I just happened to pop on the ticket text machine, and somebody just said 100% agree with that ticket text. The Vikings are frauds.
Okay.
You're perplexed.
Because I'm not even going to say that's the majority. That's in the minority of Lions fans, because if the Vikings are frauds, what does that say about your season?
Well, I'll tell you, because the ticket text just came in. Someone says Minnesota was a fraud all year. At the end of the year, Detroit was a fraud.
Yeah.
That's it, just the end of the year.
Well, I mean, obviously Detroit had the injuries, but I think it's about next year, okay? If you look at the schedules, Minnesota has the easier schedule than Detroit does. I've been saying this for like 3 weeks, I feel. But Detroit next year, they have 8 outdoor games. This year, they had 3. They got 9 road games against 5 elite quarterbacks. This year, they played 1 elite quarterback. And next year, you got 7 new coaches, a new OC, a new DC. I do think it's not out of the realm of possibility for the Lions to take a step back. The Vikings have more consistency and continuity than the Lions do. So if you think the Vikings are a fraud, you might want to think the same thing about your team.
This is funny. This is just, wow. I don't even know how we got here. I honestly don't know how we got here, because... yeah, they kind of finished the same. The NFC North was a fraud.
Oh, well, you're right.
Let's just call it what it is.
None of them won a playoff game.
They were the Big 12 in college football. Put up a ton of points, a lot of wins, and in the end, nothing.
Let's go to Al in Sterling Heights. You're on the ticket. What's the word, Al?
What's going on, gentlemen? So I don't know if it's the fact that they're calling them fraud versus our team having so many injuries on defense, and I think we would have, again, it's what if, could have, should have, fact that we don't know what would have happened with our team had we not had so many injuries, versus the Vikings were healthy. Yes, we both played kind of a cupcake schedule, if you will, looking back at it after the season is over. And I think next year our team would, are we going to win 15 games? I don't think so. But I think we'll be better than what people think that they're going to be, versus I think Minnesota's going to come down to earth playing the tougher schedule.
Maybe you're right, and I got to look at their schedule for next year. But I think what Rico and I and Hatchett are kind of perplexed about is simply the fact that people are taking their pot shots at Minnesota when next year the outlook for the Lions is sketchy, I think.
Both teams are, yeah. But I think would be... I'm not going to say they're going to win 3-4 games. No, they'll be better. They'll win eight, nine games. But I think our team is still going to be one of the favorite teams, versus where Minnesota might come down to earth and see what happens.
Okay. I mean, I understand.
Rico is mystified right now. I'm just looking at him. He is totally...
because it's so dismissive of they're lucky, they're this, they're that. Lions had injuries. Okay, guys, newsflash. At the end of the season, everybody had injuries. And you know what good teams do? They don't bring it up. They just play the games. Okay? Nobody had all 53 people from the opening roster playing for them in the final week or in the playoffs. Everyone had injuries. You move on. You adapt. And you do. Maybe had you not taken your last year's draft and took in a bunch of project players, you would have had some depth. But you didn't. So this whole, I don't know how we got here. I'm just amazed.
It's David's fault. He did the bold takes.
I'm just amazed that people think, well, the Vikings at 14 wins were lucky. Lions, they were good. Okay, well, how did your season end? Well, it doesn't matter.
All right.
They're frauds.
Are you done?
Huh?
You done? All right, 248-539-9797.
I'm going to use that for who said it right now. Huh? Who said it?
Rico Beard. Speaking of who said it, coming up next, 97.1 The Ticket.
All right, we do it every week. Staple of the show. Guest host today, Jeff Rieger sits in. Rieger always says, I get it while I'm driving in my car. Let's see if he can get it live. David, if you would, A little who said it. And on top of that, Bobby is joining us as well. Rieger and Bobby, you guys think you can handle this? Let's go.
Let's go, Bob.
Just do better than Kenny. Do better than Kenny, okay?
Kenny, by the way, is sick for the 15th day, right?
I bet he enjoyed that game last night. Ah, let's get to number one here. The best players are on the best teams, and those teams aren't going to trade those guys. So you have to look at the lesser teams and see what their pain threshold is. I'll read that again. I stumbled at the end. The best players are on the best teams, and those teams aren't going to trade those guys. So you have to look at the lesser teams and see what their pain threshold is.
What are they even talking about?
Miles Garrett, I think.
Miles Garrett?
Yeah, it's got to be the Garrett trade.
Okay. I know a big topic this week was Vladdy or Miles. Which one would be more beneficial to Detroit? I'm going to start. There's a word that sticks out to me. Pain threshold. That has Jansen all over it to me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with Rieger here. I heard the same thing. It sounded like a good breakdown. I felt Jansen from this.
Using big words, pain threshold. Oh, he's got that Michigan education.
Forgot to tell you. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. is available. 6 a.m.
That means we
got to
listen
p.m.
to that evening show.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great evening show. So much better without Wojo. It's great.
You know what? I'm going to go with the morning show, but I'm going to go with Stoney, who filled in for Costa. I'm going to say Stoney.
All right. I think everybody's lacked it. David looks really happy, actually. Here we go.
Gator. Does it count that
Does
I said Gator?
He did get it in. It's like a buzzer beater.
He locked in his answer before
he
that.
He did lock in, but that was great. That was amazing.
Wow. Well, David looked really happy. You need more of a poker face, dude. When I look over and I see you gleeful, I know we all failed.
It's tough, man. It's really tough to hide it. All right, number two.
All right.
All it takes is one guy to go out there, and all of a sudden, that bench comes alive, and it go lickety-split. Flip the switch.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow. He's talking about starting fights
in
hockey.
Say that again.
All it takes is one guy to go out there, and all of a sudden that bench comes alive, and it goes, lickety-split, flip the switch.
Can I say Ned Flanders?
Heidi-ho, neighbor.
Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. Who uses lickety-split?
I mean, Wojo wasn't in this week, was he?
No, Wojo, no, he's in Florida. I tried to get him on the show. He was drunk, though. Lickety-split. Flip the switch. Okay, I'm going to wager a guess. This has Tom Tecumseh written all over it. Talking about... There you go. Talking about fighting and how one fight could change the outcome of a hockey game. I'm going Tom the Gov Milliken. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split. I'll stick with the morning show as well, but I think I'm going to go with Cookies on this one. I'm not sure.
He wasn't in this week.
He
was
helping you out.
Thank you.
You all just helped him out. You threw him a bone there.
I know. Yeah. You don't want to waste your pick.
Good thing I didn't lock it in.
Are we all locked in?
I guess I got to go Tom then. Tom sounds like good look, but split. I don't want to keep riding Rieger's coattails. But
I mean, I haven't been right yet. Rieger, what do you got? Oh, you're going Tom too. It's a clean sweep of lickety split. Tom Milliken, what do we got?
Yeah!
Hold on, let's hear that again.
I like Jansen in the background. Oh.
Well, that was good. All right.
Wow. Great job, guys.
Lickety split.
Okay. Lickety split. Flip the switch.
Number three.
Here we go.
Of course he would do it. Yes, I know the man likes to draft and he's rather good at it, but it's not like he hasn't taken any chances already.
Okay, so are the rules... If you know you got to jank yourself?
Yes.
I think I know. I don't know for a fact. because I'm almost certain that's me. Talking about Brad Holmes, talking about Myles Garrett. I stuck up for Brad Holmes. In one of the shows I did this week, so many people are saying, oh, it's not a Holmes move. I'm like, dude, if Garrett is out there, Holmes will get him if, because he knows it will help, if it's a possibility. Remember the audio came out where Aiden was talking to Garrett at right. the honors.
And Wojo said that basically Aiden was speaking through.
Yes, yes. But the new audio came out where he talked about how great it would be for those two to play together. So I think that's me.
One more time, David.
Lickety split.
Lickety split. Can we get that as a drop?
I will get that for you. Of course he would do it. Yes, I know the man likes to draft, and he's rather good at it, but it's not like he hasn't taken any chances already.
Impressive use of the word rather, too, I must say.
Okay, if Rieger thinks it's him.
I think it's me.
Rieger, I think it might be you, but I'm going to actually go with Doug on this one.
Oh, okay.
Let's go with Rieger.
Okay, here we go. That's 2 and 3. That's okay. 2 and 3.
When somebody thinks it's them, always go.
I'll take
that.
The hint.
That is a .666 batting average. Let's go, bitches. What else you got, David? You ain't so tough.
Whatever. All right, next.
Oh, don't get him upset, because now next week's is going to be.
It's going to be all Heather.
Lions.
Tigers. All right. Number 4. Rookie pitchers tend to not get a ton of innings. If he has all that, how do you milk him through a season and have him at the end?
Why do I always have to talk crap? Talking about Jackson Jobe.
One more time, please.
Rookie pitchers tend to not get a ton of innings. If he has all that, I'm sorry. Let me do it again. Rookie pitchers tend to not get a ton of innings. If he is all that, how do you milk him through a season and have him at the end?
I got an idea, but go ahead, Rieger. I don't want to poison the jury.
I have no idea. I want to say it could be Valeni, potentially.
You're 666, come on.
I know. I talk smack, too. I mean, I'll be batting .500 regardless. Okay, rookie pitchers.
I love how he makes everything about him.
How will you have him at the end? I go Stoney.
Don't sound too confident.
I'm not confident at all.
I'm going to unconfidently say Rieger.
Back to back,
the double
Rieger.
Dip. You know
wow.
what?
A rare double dip.
I heard this. And this voice, where is it? I'm going with Doug. Positive, how can we milk this for the entire, I'm going to go with Doug.
Are we all locked in?
It seems like a weird Stony gripe, like, yeah, I want to see Jackson Jobe, but is he going to be able to pitch the whole year?
So we're all locked in.
We're sure. all locked in.
All right, who said it?
Oh, wow. Dude, you're 3 of 4. That's 750. You
on
are
the
my
table.
God.
Well, technically, it could be 4 of 4.
Replay. Oh, that's true.
We're gonna do the NBA replay.
Has anybody ever gone undefeated?
Yeah, they have.
Oh, by the way, quick
in the break.
Text.
Yeah, in the break, we're gonna go. Yeah.
Quick ticket text. Next time I play basketball, instead of shouting Jordan or Kobe, I'm gonna shout Gator. It's from Mike. It worked. All right, we got one more.
I do. I'll give you one more.
All right.
There is something inside of us. Maybe it's just here in the U.S. of A., but we love the gladiator version of every sport. Nobody wants to celebrate it when somebody charges the mound in baseball, but it's awesome.
I go Jansen.
I was about to say, yeah, Jansen, gladiator sport.
Sure. Stoney.
Okay.
We're all locked in?
Yes, yeah. sir.
Here we go.
Yes, yes, yes. There it is. Dude, Rico went 5 for 5 if you're counting the Gator. That is greatness. You just never know what happens on a given day.
I want that on my board, David.
Michigan State has not knocked down 5 3-pointers all year long
over
in
under.
One game. Rico just got 5.
Over under this or Michigan State 3s tonight.
This
what I just did.
For you.
Okay.
It's 5 in a row.
Maybe they hit 6.
Does the Gator count?
We're going to review it in the timeout. It's like the NBA.
I mean, it was real close. It was real close.
97 won the ticket.